This recording, Jiangsu 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So he was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itch goose began to strut around the official like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought it was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, he administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. "All right," immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive either. Five or six times the cost of a penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is in Suzhou, called Linghu. It is a very beautiful town. And in my family, my father is an worker, and my mother is a worker too. My college life is very good. I love my classmates, and often play games with them. When I grow up, I want to be a teacher. This is my dream when I was even a child.
自个我大致在考虑一代个，有朋友来了有方搞嘞，不还哦，不是蛮开心个吗？您不写的不温热，就不是君子者。自个书三八一句闲话就考虑概括，个想法不小。自门也自个真在自也个人是能养个，但巨母如家养不进，非过别大个在自个口日的少日，口日的少油，故日的少欧。您哦，收着，您哦，收着。